on with what we were talking about, the concept of Mashiach. So we have a saying of our sages, I think it was from about 2,000 years ago, don't remember exactly who said it, that 3 days before the Mashiach comes, Elijah the prophet, will go to the tops of the mountains and will sound the shofar, heralding in the coming of the Mashiach. So that saying of the sages is usually simply understood. People imagine Eliyahu the prophet in a white robe on top of a mountain in Yerushalayim, blowing on a shofar, on a ram's horn. And that blowing of the shofar is heralding in that the Mashiach is on the way. So we learned that all the sayings of the sages are very deep spiritual concept enclosed in what seem to be simple words. So the Baal of Sulam explains on this teaching that Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu the prophet, represents the inner spiritual wisdom of the Kabbalah. We often have in the holy books, it will say that a very holy person reached a level where Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu the prophet, became revealed to them and was learning with them. So again, people often imagine some person in a, you know, Eliyahu Hanavi, you know, in a white robe, appearing, but we can understand that Eliyahu Hanavi representing the inner spiritual wisdom of the Kabbalah, that when a person attains a very high level of inner spiritual understanding, so then that's the level of Eliyahu Hanavi. It's a level of inner spiritual wisdom of the Torah, of the Kabbalah, is a code word for that level of experience and level of spiritual refinement and spiritual attainment and consciousness is termed Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu the prophet. So in the saying that we have here, so Eliyahu Hanavi represents the inner spiritual wisdom of the Kabbalah. And the Baal Sulam says that blowing the shofar represents something becoming known to everybody, becoming known in the world. So he says the saying that Eliyahu Hanavi, sounding the shofar, ushers in the coming of the Mashiach, is coded language for when the inner spiritual wisdom of the Torah, the Kabbalah, becomes revealed to everybody in the world. This is what ushers in the coming of the Mashiach. All of the inner spiritual teachings that we're just starting to outline now of our transformation from wanting to only serve ourselves, our natural desire to receive, towards reaching the place of truly loving outside of ourselves and truly wanting to give and be in a place of loving everything outside of ourselves. Learning about that is what brings us towards that transformation, is guiding us in actually making the transformation. This moment right now is a very epic moment in time. We've had these teachings for thousands of years. They're the inner ancient spiritual wisdom of Torah, of Judaism. But they've been written in such complicated, coded, hidden, holy books that until now that weren't understandable to most people. So the deepest teachings of the Kabbalah have been in some ways held by the spiritual masters throughout the generations. I mean, all of the spiritual practice of Judaism is imbued with Kabbalah. It's everything that's what it's all about. But the inner deepest understandings of the transformation from our desire to receive to our desire to give that's brought in the Kabbalah have been in general held through the past thousands of years by the great spiritual masters. There's been select individuals that have been working with it. But the masses of people haven't had direct and complete access to the spiritual wisdom, only to aspects of it. Now, we learned that every generation is working on a different level, a different aspect of our transformation. And we learned that our generation right now is coming to the place where we're completing our transformation. Our global cosmic transformation of all of our souls have been going through all the many different lifetimes. So we've had prophecies that as we come towards the end of our transformation, that the nation of Israel will be miraculously gathered from all over the world and brought back to the land of Israel, and that the inner spiritual teachings of the Torah, the Kabbalah, will become revealed and accessible to all of humanity and will play a great role in all of us making the transformation towards truly loving outside of ourselves and being able to experience all of the divine goodness that we're here to experience. So these are prophecies we've had from the famous ancient prophets of Israel from 2,000 years ago. So for the past 2,000 years, most of Israel has been exiled and living outside the land of Israel. There's always been people of Israel in Israel, but most of Israel has been in exile for 2,000 years. As a people, we've been praying every single day, three times a day, for 2,000 years to be able to come home. And after 2,000 years of yearning for this, 80 years ago, very recently, we were in the Holocaust. And then, miraculously, in these past very few years, the nation of Israel has miraculously, right along with all the ancient prophecies, been brought back to the land of Israel by the millions. Right now, almost half the Jewish people are back in the land of Israel from every country in the world after 2,000 years. It's a straight out miracle. Nothing like this has ever happened in human history. And as this miraculous, what's been prophesied and been yearned for thousands of 2,000 years, as this happens right now, at the same moment, the inner spiritual wisdom of the Torah, of Judaism, the Kabbalah, is through the Baal Sulam and other masters before they've set this up, has come out in the world in such a simple and clear language that everybody can understand now basic concepts of the Kabbalah in a way that it was never out there before so clearly. So this whole process of the nation of Israel coming back to the land of Israel is in union with the inner spiritual teachings of Torah coming out into the world and are being able to learn about the transformation and help us in this transformation in the deepest way. We have everything in the world has a body and has a soul. So also the Torah has a body and has a soul. The body of the Torah is all of the part of the Torah that's talking about our outer spiritual practice. And the soul of the Torah is all the part of the Torah that's talking about our inner spiritual practice, our intention, all of this transformation from why we're doing what we're doing, from desire to receive to desire to give, which is the purpose of all of our outer spiritual practice, to aid in that transformation. So we have body and soul, we have action and intention. So for the last 2,000 years, the nation of Israel has mostly been outside the land of Israel, which for the nation of Israel is an aspect of body. And now we've returned to the land of Israel, which is an aspect for the nation of Israel of soul. For 2,000 years, the nation of Israel has mostly been working with the body of the Torah, with the outer aspects of the Torah, the part of the Torah talking about the details of our outer spiritual work. And now as we go from body to soul, as we go from outside the land of Israel to in the land of Israel, all of the inner spiritual essence of the Torah becomes revealed in a way that's appropriate for this moment. There's a whole paradigm shift going on right now, from outer to inner. I'm talking now how it's going on with the Torah in Israel. I hope with every tradition in the world, the same shift is going on. That the inner aspects are coming out. We have the written scroll of the Torah, and then we have an oral tradition of how to understand that. We learn the whole Torah is ultimately divine names, all encoded in the clothing of the stories of the Torah are all the details of our inner spiritual transformation. So the oral tradition was meant to, that was explaining the meaning of the Torah, was meant to be passed down only by word of mouth in order that it would stay alive and living and talked about. It was not supposed to be written down. And about 2,000 years ago, after the temple was destroyed, so the great sages of the time were seeing that the oral tradition that was being passed down and discussed, people were making many mistakes and misunderstanding it. So they realized that we had to write some of it down, otherwise it would be lost, the true meanings. So it was compiled, the oral tradition, into two main volumes about 2,000 years ago. Encoded into what was called the Mishnah was all the details of our spiritual practice, what we actually do, our outer spiritual practice. And encoded in the Zohar was all the details of our inner spiritual practice. And the Mishnah and the Zohar is the oral tradition of Judaism as it was encoded and written down 2,000 years ago, because it came a time where it needed to be written down. Now, for the past 2,000 years, the nation of Israel has mostly been developing the Mishnah, the part of our outer spiritual practice, which then became evolved into the Gemara, the Talmud, and it's what mostly most people have been working with and expanding and learning. And it's only right now, as we come back to the land of Israel, that the Zohar, the whole soul of the Torah, the whole part of the Torah that's talking about all the details of our inner transformation, become revealed and accessible in such a big way. We're right now, as a people starting and all of humanity, able to access this wisdom in a way that it hasn't been until now. So this whole coming out of the inner spiritual teachings is the process of Mashiach, right? According to that saying of the sages, that Eliyahu Anavi, Eliyahu the prophet, blowing the shofar, heralds in the coming of the Mashiach. Meaning that when the inner spiritual wisdom of the Torah, all of the part of the Torah talking about our transformation from desire to receive to desire to give, when this becomes revealed in the world in a very big way, then that helps us all raise our consciousness to the higher levels and to transform, to reach the place of truly loving everybody, which heralds in the coming of the Mashiach.